Today is Friday, November 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we just finished our walk, and unfortunately, I'm not going to win the bingo game because I think... So I set the bingo game up this time, and I decided, you know what, I'll just try 4 days. And apparently, 4 days is not enough for me to complete a bingo game. And so, and someone has already won. Two people have already completed. Kathy completed hers and David J. completed his. I think that's Guru Nudy anyway. In Tampa. And there's no way. There's only, we just completed our walk and I'm not going to be able to get all my tiles. And there's only 23 minutes left. So it's not happening. So I kind of glossed over the hike yesterday and I actually wanted to revisit that because I decided not to talk about it on Mix Minus last night because I had other stuff I wanted to talk about with Daniel, technology related, that I thought he would find more interesting. So anyway, so the hike. So we went on this hike to look at leaves. And we drove, it was about an hour and 45 minutes each way. So we drove there. And at one point, and it was, there was only 5 miles left, only 5 miles left. But it was we went into the Ozark National Forest, and for whatever reason, this part of the forest was gravel roads. And it was not fun. And it was like the road to Hana in Hawaii, where it's a very small road, but it's like narrow, but it's two-way. And we got to this one, I was driving, we got to this one point, and there was nothing I could do. There was a hill. I couldn't go any further to the side to let this car by. And they were just sitting there, like, doing nothing. I'm like, well, we're at an impasse here. You know, what are we going to do? Like, somebody's got to go. And they had more room, but the problem was the shoulder on their side was a little bit of a dip, and I think they didn't want to drive their car at that angle that they needed to do to get past me. Finally, they did. They squeaked past, but they were just sitting there, like, doing nothing. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? There's a hill here. Like, there's nowhere for me to go. Do you want me to go? You want me to, like, reverse 5 miles, you know, back to the main road to let you out? Like, what do you want me to do? Anyway, if you don't know how to drive on a narrow gravel road, you shouldn't go on a narrow gravel road. There's nothing else I could do. If I could have, I would have. Anyway, we finally make it to the trailhead. And apparently everybody and their mother had decided to go leaf peeping. And so we, you know, we're on this trail, but we're passing all these people. It was rated as easy, but I think it was more of a medium. And we finally make it. So we go, we hike. And the thing is, there's this, I don't know what to call it. There's this overhang. It's like this big rock that's hanging over the side of this cliff. And what people do is they'll have someone else stand further up the trail and take their picture. And it looks like you're literally standing on the side of, you could fall. And so we get up there anyway. So these people take these pictures with these nice fall trees behind them, but they're standing. One false move, you know, one slip of the toe, and they're falling to their death. Because this is the Ozark Mountains. I mean, you know, the Ozark Mountains are not known for being, you know, super tall, but it is mountains. And it is a cliff. It's just a rock hanging over the edge of the cliff. It's called Eagle's Bill or Hawk's Bill. I think it's Hawk's Bill. Anyway, because it kind of looks like a bird's bill hanging over the side. But anyway, regardless. So we get up there, and this family, there is a family there with these two young children. They had to be like 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old, these kids. And the mom and the dad were determined to stand as close to the edge as humanly possible. everyone was waiting on them because, you know, everybody wants to get this photo. And I didn't really want a picture. I was like, okay, fine, Mark, you can take a picture of me. That's great. You know, wonderful. I don't like what I look like in pictures, but sure. Okay. Just prove I was here. And anyway, and so I'm waiting on these people because I was next in line behind them. Or so I thought. This mom and dad, oh my God. First of all, the little boy, it was clear that he was afraid and did not want to stand near the, and they were yanking him. I mean, grabbing his shirt and pulling. I was worried that he was going to slip and like fall over the edge because they were physically pulling him. Come on, son, get over here, you know. And then when they got done with the kids and the kids were so freaked out about being on the edge. I mean, I would be too. I don't want to be on the edge of this cliff. I didn't get all the way on the edge. They got all the way on the, it's like when you go to the Grand Canyon. I don't know, any of you that's been to the Grand Canyon and these people, these dummies are standing like their toe is right on the edge. No, ma'am. No, thank you. And they're forcing their six-year-old kid to stand there. And you know, they're yanking him. I mean, something tragic could have happened. Then they're done with the kids. They shove the kids out of the way. I mean, literally like shoving. Okay, mommy and daddy are going to get a picture now. Everybody's waiting. You know, they've taken 10 pictures with the kids. Now they're like, okay, you know, they had a cousin or something taking their photo. They're like, okay, I don't know his name. It was an Indian family, and I don't know his name. But anyway, regardless. And Mark says, oh, you know, the Asian families like to have their picture taken. So it's like, now we're going to get a couple's shot. And so there, he's putting his arms around her. He's trying to get even closer to the edge, the guy. They're kissing, you know, all of these different shots. It was like a glamour shot. They were doing all these poses. We're all waiting. And then they get done, and then he pushes his wife out of the way, and he wants pictures of just himself. And then he's doing the Titanic shot with his arms up in the air. I'm the king of the world, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. They must have taken 75 pictures. I have no idea. And everybody was waiting. I almost just went up and pushed him over the edge. I'm like, come on, dude. Other people need pictures, you know? Anyway, I got my little picture that, of course, I didn't like. And then Mark, I got a picture of Mark, and then we, you know, went on our way. It was cool. I mean, it was a nice view and everything. And then we drove home, and that was pretty much the hiking trip. But, oh, so annoying, these people that want to get 5 bajillion pictures. They don't care that other people are waiting behind them. Also, maybe don't yank on your child close to the edge of a cliff. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not smart. So today, we're going to St. Louis tonight because I have a haircut tomorrow and we have a Pokemon event that just so happens to be happening in St. Louis. And the event starts at 9 a.m. So it's a 5-hour drive. So normally I drive there, get my haircut and drive back all on the same day. But we need to be there at 9 a.m. which we'd have to leave at 4 in the morning if we didn't want to spend the night there. So we just rented we got a hotel room. And anyway, earlier today, my studio is upstairs and I have a bathroom. So I went to the bathroom earlier today and I went for a number 2 and I ended up clogging the toilet with some toilet paper. I use a lot of toilet paper. I like to be clean. And the plunger's downstairs, and I thought, well, I'm going to let it sit there and let the water go down a little bit, and then I'll go. And then I went later, and there was water on the floor in the bathroom. And then Mark came up like 30 minutes later, and he said, Boyfi, there's water dripping out of the light fixture in our master closet. Then I came back upstairs, and the carpet was wet up here. The toilet had, for some reason, overflowed onto the floor, got on the floor in here, went down, somehow made its way to the light fixture, and is now dripping out of the light fixture downstairs. I don't know if I need to call a plumber. Right now, I just am trying to dry everything out. Ugh. And it's poo water. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.